Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
And Rutherford Issues is powered by our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric. Celebrate the magic of the Christmas season in downtown Murfreesboro. The annual tree lighting is coming up on Friday. That is going to be December the 5th, 6 o'clock. So you don't want to miss out on that. Now, you can have a good time with Santa, meet Santa, see what's going on there. The tree lighting, of course, caroling, all kinds of fun stuff at the tree lighting celebrated in downtown Murfreesboro December 5th, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. State Representative Mike Sparks joins me here in studio this morning. And how are you?
Doing good, man. Just left MTSU. Had to disrupt the entire class and tell my instructor I'm leaving.
No, they celebrated, I'm sure.
It was good.
The disruptions.
I was like, I'm sorry, I got to go to the radio station.
Disruption is when you're there.
Dan Eschenfeld, you know Dan.
Yeah, he probably was glad you left.
Well, he really is a good guy. But, you know, he was talking about this sports announcing class, and a couple of students shown interest. He's, man, we don't have enough folks that's interesting. And I was interested in doing it. I was like, man, why don't you partner like a dual enrollment? How many young guys and girls would love that class? And so anyways, he only had like four, I think, shown interest. But anyways, great guy, him and his wife, Dr. Christine Eschenfelder. Super people.
Yeah. Wow. Well. There just was an interest in that particular class that you were in?
Yeah, well, I asked him, I said, how many prerequisites? He said, well, you have to have this TV news. You know, that's the one that I'm auditing. I took it 6 or 7 years ago. But he said, well, that's a prerequisite other than that. And I was like, yeah, but, man, you could tap that dual enrollment and all these high school seniors out here that'd be pumped to take that class.
Well, I mean, there are schools Stewart's Creek, Lightman, Laverne,
he's been over there.
Smyrna.
Yeah.
I mean, they all have these programs.
You know, but it's just sad if they don't offer this class because they can't get enough students. But I thought, man, if you could tap that, boy, you'd fill that class up, you know.
In fact, this season, this last football season, during the regular season, we partnered with Stewart's Creek Television, and they had students come out and do the video.
Man, that's
for
an
our
awesome
games.
School. You know, we the mayor of town, Smyrna, had the Veterans Day celebration. They had the Dr. Brian Russell had their men's. There's a certain word for it. I can't remember what the name is. In other words, it's a choir. But I went over and talked to them guys. Man, they sounded awesome. You know, I had the female choir up about 6 or 7 years ago at the state capitol. They sang Amazing Grace, which is our Tennessee state hymn now.
You don't say.
Yeah,
I've heard that.
They rocked that place, but it was so cool because the guy speaking, Keith McElroy, who was a trumpet player in the military, it was really touching because he talked about his uncle. They're out of Pulaski, African American guy. He says, you know, my uncle was shot in Vietnam, blown out of an APC, and I'm assuming the guy passed. And he looks over and he says, Uncle Joe, stand up. Oh man, it was really touching. The guy shot. The neck and blown out of the Humvee, but or the APC, but still survive. But we got to talk about the power of music, you know, with those young men and the power of music for military, power of music bringing people together. So, hats off to Smyrna for doing such a David Santucci and Todd Spearman, Mayor Stabell for doing such a great event at the Veterans Day celebration.
Well, I know Stewart's Creek is going to help out. Or they have over the years with the Smyrna Christmas Parade, and the parade is on December 7th.
Yep.
And Wayne Blair and Rick Hall, who host the Roundtable on Tuesdays, they're going to MC the parade this year. It's the 50th parade.
Cool.
So,
well, Marty Luffman needs to be in that. You know, Marty literally helped start that parade 50 years ago, and then did the Laverne Parade 50 years ago. And they made him, Laverne made him the Grand Marshal. It was really pretty cool. But I was telling our guest, Ankit Patel, he's already registered for the Christmas Parade. I mean, that's the hallmark of celebration in Smyrna. Plus, I think they're doing the canned food drive as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would they raise like 25,000 cans about?
I don't know. But I think there's a great need this time around.
Yeah.
Especially with the shutdown.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's just, a lot of hardship. I hopefully get all that stuff worked out and, you know, and get back
to the government's got it handled. It's all going to be fine,
just,
right?
Yeah, just the government. Let him handle it, you know.
Yeah. Boy, you get politicians involved.
Well, $38 trillion in debt. I wrote an op-ed about $17 trillion in debt. Went back, I think, when I was a young county commissioner, and look at it now, $38 trillion. And where's the end in sight?
Well, supposedly tariffs, but they're going to give money back. I don't know. Where's all this money coming
from?
Well,
even the 50-year mortgage. What's your thoughts on that?
Mm-hmm. Dave Ramsey died when he heard that.
Heard it was a meme or something. Yeah. You know,
the Babylon Bee did a thing.
I mean, you
about
think
that.
Okay, that's going to cause inflation. If you think about it, I mean, those low interest rates is what attributed to these rising home prices, and it really is it's a concern. You know, that's why, you know, I've got two grandbabies that I really worry about their future.
By the way, you should stay away from horses. Horses
I've
and politicians.
Seen that. I've never liked horses, you know.
You know, it happened to Tim Burchett this
somebody
year.
Somebody told me that earlier today. I didn't know that.
Tim got kicked in the chest by a horse and broke some ribs. And I'm not sure what exactly happened to Mayor Carr, but...
he got kicked, didn't he?
I don't know if it was kicked or what, okay. But I know he had 9 broken ribs, a lacerated liver, and something else.
Well,
but I think he's on the mend.
And prayers for Joe. You know, it's
that's a rough recovery.
I gave a buddy of mine a ride.
I saw him that morning, by the way,
really,
because that was on Veterans Day, and he was at the Veterans Day ceremony.
My friend needed a ride. He dropped his truck off at Danny Brewer's Doctor Automotive, and we were talking about somebody that passed away and how that. Younger in high school than me, a couple years younger, and I said, man, you're not promised tomorrow. My mother used to say, you're not promised tomorrow. We could be gone today. Mm-hmm. Hopefully Joe recovers quickly from this, and you know, and it's just, you just never know. You know, you start getting a little older, you start seeing your friends and colleagues and relatives pass away and your classmates pass away, and I think you start kind of re-looking at life a little differently, you know?
Well, so kind of tell me how you came to know Mr. Patel here, and kind of introduce our guest today.
Ankit Patel, you know, I've spoke, and it's really strange. I've spoke at 7 Hindu events, and they've just reached out to me the past year and said, you know, Mike, would you come in and say a few words? I'm like, yeah. You know, I learned a little bit. But one thing I've learned about the Indian culture is man, there are some loving people.
That's true.
I mean, really.
Yes.
And y'all are... you're business-minded, education-minded. So I happened to have lunch with Marty Lupp and Chris Rowland, my buddy Tony Campbell, and Roger Thomas, I believe, was there. So Chris mentioned you.
Yes.
Well, he owns a building, the Rowland Center over there across from Bob Parks and on Sam Ridley. And he mentioned you. And then I happened to speak at the Diwali event.
Uh-huh.
And they had Scott Golden, the chairman of the Republican Party there, John DeBerry, advisor to the governor, and Scrimeti, the attorney general, was speaking. Then y'all asked me to say a few words, and I had a speech prepared, and my speech disappeared off my phone. So I know a couple of Indian terms, namaste and kamcho. So I just said that, which none of the other speakers know any of that kind of stuff. So it ended up going good, and I read
they
off
have Google money. Translate too. But they know how to use their phones and find their speeches.
Well, my speech just vanished off my phone, but it went really good. So Chris, he said, man, you know Chris Rowland? He said, you know, I've got my new business coming over. So it's about education, and I just thought, you know, this would make a good topic. People are trying to make sure their kids excel and, you know, get a scholarship and afford to pay for college and improve their lives. So that's why brought Ankit Patel up here today about Kumon math and reading.
Well, yes. Good to have you.
It's a good pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
For sure.
So tell me about what is Kumon?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Kumon, math and reading, it's a after-school program. The whole thing started years ago in Japan. So Tura Kumon, you know, he was having a hard time with his kids getting behind in the school education. So, you know, he started doing this worksheets for his kid. And worksheet after worksheets, right, he started mastering and getting self-confidence and accelerated his curriculum, right? So not he only, you know, passed his struggle, but he went above and beyond his just level of math and reading. And slowly it just grew from there. And today, over, you know, the whole globe, there's 4 million plus students getting, you know, achievements from this Kumon math and reading, you know, program. So it's more than just tutoring. You know, if you think about like just regular tutoring, you have a teacher teaching, you know, math and reading.
Mm-hmm.
This, you know, franchise is above that, right? It helps students to do self-learning, gains confidence, right? Think about like when you're doing something that you're good at, you're motivated to do that, right?
Sure.
So just like that here, when they do worksheets and they get confidence out of it, it helps them motivate. And, you know, by the time they master, and then they just excellent in their curriculum.
Well, that's just like Mike was so excited that he learned those two Indian words.
Yes.
And
yes.
I mean, you know, just the excitement in his face.
Well, it freaks everybody out because they're not used to it. You
that's
know?
True. That's true.
Well, but you say it with a Smyrna accent, so
know,
I'm not sure that it really goes together. But
no, it's hard to pull it off.
So is this a business model that you're bringing, or kind of talk to us about how you're bringing this to this area?
Yeah. So, you know, great point. Like, why we picked Smyrna as an area, right? A little bit of background of myself and the family. So we have a couple cousins who had actually went through the Kumon when they were, you know, kids. Mm-hmm. And growing up. Tell you the funny story, and it's actually a good story. So my cousin, you know, she was pretty sick. Monday to Thursday, she wasn't able to, you know, attend school. And then Friday she shows up and the teacher says, you know what, it's okay because we're doing quiz today, but you're not here whole, you know, week, Monday mm-hmm. to Thursday, so you can skip this. And the cousin goes like, no, that's okay. I'd like to at least attempt to it, right? And sure enough, she attempted. And surprisingly, but good enough, she got 100. So the teacher was surprised. And, you know, the teacher called the parents and the student just to have a conversation. And that's when teacher found out that the cousin was actually enrolled into the Kumon program, and that's where they found out it's so Kumon, you know, not just she was learning at the grade level, but she was accelerated, you know, months in advance in her curriculum. So that's how she was able to still know the material without having to kind of go through the whole, you know, syllabus.
Yeah. Is there maybe some type of also with this it's not maybe the particular lesson that was on that quiz, for instance, but it helps to give or increase your problem solving skills overall?
Yep. Okay. You got it. You nailed it right away. So when you do this worksheet, right, it helps you do the problem solving, because like I mentioned, it's not tutoring. It's not like, you know, mm-hmm. you teach and have someone forced into this. It's more of you learn. You go through these problem-solving skills and discipline yourself, right? Because that's what we lack, right, today after post-COVID. You know, I was reading on this NAEP, which is National Assessment of Educational Progress, and they say post-COVID, it's really hard to focus and discipline yourself, right? Technologies is growing, right? So it's so hard to, you're always on the phone, right? So getting young students to get that writing skills and discipline themselves, this is where that this program really helps. It.
Well, I think the phone also offers a problem in that if you've got a question, you can ask it and it will give you an answer.
Yes.
You know, it's just so easy to, instead of maybe learning your history,
yep.
just if you have a question, ask a device.
Ask,
you know?
Yes, you know, that ChatGPT does it all for you. But it really, this program, not just academically, but, you know, it helps you, like I mentioned, problem solving. Thinking outside the box, right? Mm-hmm. You ran into this issue. Okay, it's tutor. They can just tell you, okay, go do this. Versus in this program, you're figuring out yourself. Like, you're going at your pace, self-learning it, and kind of going outside the box. Okay, I'm stuck here. How do I go around this? So it helps them to just go outside their comfort zone as well.
Yeah, is it done on grade level, or how does that work in terms of where do you start?
Yeah.
If you've got a fifth grader, do you start at the beginning or do you start in the middle? How does that all that work?
Yep. So with the Kumon, you know, we start from level 3 year old all the way to the 12. And the way it works is we do free assessment. So when, you know, fifth graders, fourth grader, when they come in, we give them an assessment test, 15 minutes per each subject, math and reading. And based off of that, we have a consultation meeting with the parents and say, hey, look, the children are doing great at this level or this area, but they are really lacking or they could improve on this area. So what we do is we just take that level and tidbit, we lower it down.
Mm-hmm.
What it helps is when
that
they,
confidence you were talking about,
yes,
right?
Yes, the yeah. confidence, yes. So when you lower it, when they start doing these worksheets at a time, confidence. They're like, I got this, I can do this. And it builds that confidence, builds the mastery, and then they go to the next level and then continue to build off of that.
Yeah.
But it's that foundation, right? Like, mm-hmm. think about, like, once you have that strong foundation, the building foundation is strong, then you can go as many high as you want.
So what subject matters? I mean, I think when you think of school, you think of reading, writing, math, science, you know, all the STEM. So, I mean, is it going to help in all of those subject areas?
Yes. So we're focusing on the math and the reading.
Okay.
And mainly reason for that, if you look at even the AI world today, you know, if you want to accelerate in technologies as well, numbers and your capability of listening and reading, right? That those are the most two base foundations. So once you kind of get hold of these two, I think the rest would just come as a naturally.
So you mentioned starts at age 3 and goes through 12th grade.
12th grade, yep.
Any maybe look at in the future going up to mid-50s state lawmaker level? I'm just kidding.
Well, what I like about this is the Kaizen, the Japanese management philosophy angle. Because one thing, you know, anybody that worked at Nissan, you know, man, that's one thing that the Japanese emphasize. I mean, they build the best cars. Mm-hmm. They build really the best motorcycles. I mean, people, Harley-Davidson owners may disagree, but it's constantly never-ending improvement. It was Dr. Deming. It was America that really brought all that management philosophy to the Japanese, and then they took our ideas and made them better.
Yeah.
So I think that Kaizen aspect is just brilliant. Because like we were talking out in the hallway, you know, about just being on your A game, whether it's an athlete, on your diet, exercise, true. Sleep, your mental health. And so it's kind of that's kind of what I see what y'all are doing.
Yeah, and as you brought up a good point, it's the discipline or that kind of the scheduling, right? Yep. So what this also helps the parents as a bonding, right? Because it's not tutoring, right? When we do this worksheets and give them home, like 5 worksheets or so to do at complete at home, parents can sit down with them and do that bonding, right? Just have that parent and children bonding together, because at that point, they're not really teaching them. The kids are just doing the worksheets as, you know, 15 minutes a day or so, but parents can sit down in front of them and kind of see it and do the bonding. And then discipline in sense of, okay, 15 minutes, you do this, but then after that, you get to play for 30 minutes and then, you know, you go to sleep. So it helps them do that schedule in their routine life.
So now this is a business venture too. I mean, we've got like a minute or two left. I want to make sure that if this is something that our listeners can find out more about, that they know where to go. So kind of talk to us about that.
Yeah, for sure. So we, as I mentioned, we are opening in Smyrna, right off the Sam Redley. December 1st is when the class will start. But as of this week in November, we are doing free assessment. So check us out. Again, if you just Google Kuman, Smyrna, Tennessee, we're right on that Sam Redley. The reason, again, we picked Smyrna is, you know, there's a lot of schools. Magnet schools are there. And speaking of the assessment, the NAEP, it shows that Tennessee and Smyrna is really needed to accelerate in math and reading. So, you know, this we feel like this franchise is going to help the community. So, yes, we are business, but at the same time, we are helping community to grow the education portion as well. So we welcome the community to come check us out.
Yeah, very good. Great having you here today. And, Mike, I'm sure that we'll talk a little bit in the future about it, huh?
All right. Thank you, Brian.
Absolutely. Our friend, State Representative Mike Sparks and Ankit Patel joining us here on the show today. Thanks so very much for joining, and we'll see you back here next time on Rutherford Issues.